Welcome to Must Hate Zombies, the NPR edition. I am your host, the creepy old guy. With me today is Trevor, I like big butts, promoting his new book, I Cannot Lie. Not to be confused with last week's guest, Dennis, I lick big nuts, who is promoting his book, Hanging Out in Men's Room Bathrooms for Fun and Profit. Welcome to Must Hate Zombies, Trevor.
Thank you for having me, guy. Long time listener.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm very flattered.
Yeah.
It's so rare that I get to meet a listener.
You have an excellent show here. Very, very world-class stuff.
Oh, you're the one.
Yeah.
We want to discuss your book, I Cannot Lie.
Yeah, so it all just came to me one night. I saw this big butt, and I just... I could not lie. I loved it.
I think that's a very common issue.
Yeah.
Now, I think, though, for our listeners at home, we need to clarify, because I'm sure some of them have not yet read your book, I Cannot Lie.
It's a shame that they haven't, but it is available at all major publishers, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Deseret Books, if you're in Utah. The Mormons first called Utah Deseret.
So yeah. Deseret Books is carrying I Cannot Lie.
They are. They felt like it was a testament to the human body, and that it was, you know...
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that it was, you know, showing Heavenly Father's work.
I would guess he was working overtime.
He definitely was, especially with that big butt of mine.
Now, when we talk big butts, are you limiting your giganticism to purely butts?
That's all that I'm about. No big nuts. Yeah, that
not
I think
into
that's
the big nuts.
Not
like
into
Dennis,
the big nuts like Dennis. You know, I listened to the show last week, and I think he was kind of a fag, but. I'm sorry that I use that language here on
that's
your
right,
show.
That's right. We certainly don't normally call anyone's sexual preferences.
Sure.
Into question.
I wouldn't want to assume anyone's
no.
sexual preferences or gender. That's
no, especially that's not his. That's his with a question mark.
Sure.
I'm not
sure.
Entirely certain about Dennis.
Yeah, he's kind of a question when you look at his picture. You can't quite tell with those tits. It's kind of hard to...
He does have nice breasts.
Yes.
He really does.
Yeah.
And definitely. Again, I say his with a question mark. I'm not entirely sure.
Sure.
The foreword of Dennis's book was fabulous. He had a nice foreword written by Michael Suckmansky. Michael is... I understand Michael's one of our listeners, and it was very nice of him to get together with Dennis, and I understand they've worked together quite a bit.
Sure. Wasn't his foreword the part about the boys' locker room?
Yes.
How he preferred the middle school and high school boys over going to gyms. Preferred those younger big nuts over the older big nuts.
Whereas I think Dennis was more of a YMCA type.
I think he was. Those old guys,
stops,
you know, yeah, the short shorts and the testicles hanging out the bottom.
Yes. The Daisy Dukes, as the children call them, the kids these days are saying.
Yes. I've never gotten along with that vocabulary.
No,
but,
no. It's hard to keep up.
It is.
And here on Must Hate Zombies, we try to be on fleek. We really do. But we don't always get there.
I'm not really familiar with that African-American lingo.
Why has it got to be racist with you?
Well, I on fleek, it just seems like a black term, if I may.
Oh, so now it's got to be black?
Or brown, I guess. I'm partly colorblind, so I ask that you please don't discriminate against me for that that disability that I have.
Have you ever been to Brownsville?
I have never been to Brownsville. I hear it's a rather dark town, though.
And the funny part is, it used to all be Jews.
Oh. The Jewish people are very, very close to my heart.
Yes. Wonderful human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Salt to the earth. Some of them quite literally. They look back, pillars. There's something about that. I don't know.
Yeah. Neneb Hebelfarb actually wrote the foreword to my book.
Did he?
He did, yeah.
And what did he have to say about liking big butts and not lying?
You know, as a rabbi, he's seen a lot of big butts in and out of the bar mitzvah parties.
Probably not as many as your average Catholic priest, but still, I imagine there's a few.
Probably not, no. Damn. But still, he had a very large collection on his phone from a Tumblr page. Oh, Are you familiar with Tumblr?
I have been on the Tumblr, yes.
Yeah, so he started, if you go to Big Butt Jews... Mm-hmm. On Tumblr, it's mm-hmm. bigbuttjews.tumblr.
Yes, that's actually one I follow, yes.
Yeah, he runs a very well-curated collection on there. So I think we're going to discuss net neutrality today, is that correct?
I think we should. And I think the Tumblr segues nicely into net neutrality. Because,
that was my thought.
I know this is a very hot topic, and we want to make sure we keep our emotions in check as we discuss net neutrality. This is something that's gotten... very out of hand in the past.
And then Obama stepped in and he just took care of it for all
of us.
He fixed it, didn't he? He did.
He really did fix it.
Yeah.
And it was fixed for quite some time.
And then, I know we're trying to stay away from that hate speech, but that angry Cheeto, mm-hmm. he just mm-hmm. came in and mm-hmm. he decided that he was going to take away that net neutrality. I'm sorry, this is a very hard topic for me.
It's difficult. It's difficult.
I need a drink. I need a...
A libation. Enjoy a libation. Collect your thoughts. Collect your emotions.
Out of this polygamy porter cup.
Mm-hmm. 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 From your rabbi friend in Utah?
Yeah, he gets along well with the Mormon priest? Question mark?
Whatever they call themselves.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Are they elders?
Sure.
What do they have?
I know they do have elders, but I think that's the missionaries. Anyway, I'm getting off topic.
Why does it got to be missionary? Do they do anything else?
I don't think so. I think they're pretty bland, but they do make lots of children.
Yeah. But always the missionary stuff.
All the sex. It's the best for conceiving.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. And then,
I thought the back seat was the best for... Not the back door, the back seat, mind you. I want to make sure we clarify that.
Sure. Yeah,
Again, not Dennis, I lick big nuts.
Sure.
Back door was more of his topic. We don't want to go there.
I think with the Mormons, the back seat actually tends to be too large. It doesn't provide those close quarters that provide better conception. Most of them drive the large passenger vans for their, mm-hmm. you know, 15-plus member families.
Sure.
Yeah, having all the sex with all the wives.
All the sex. That's where all the sex is being had, isn't it?
It is in Utah.
Yep. They're having all the sex in Utah.
If you want to get any of the sex, you have to go to Utah.
I will have to go to Utah. I think I'm going to have to plan a little vacation to Utah.
It was very beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah, excellent location.
And the butts? How were the big butts?
You know, I was actually rather disappointed with the big butts in Utah.
Really?
Yeah, there was a lot of people coming in from California with the little yoga butts.
Sure.
And there was not as much of the big butts.
The 10-year-old boy butts is what we're
talking about. Yeah. And, you know, I again, am not trying to be racial here, but I don't prefer the African-American big butts. I would rather prefer...
You lean purely towards the Caucasian big butts, don't you?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the...
What about a good bariatric butt? Where are you with the bariatric butts? I mean, the ones that look like about 20 pounds of shit poured into a 5-pound bag.
You know, I feel like when the sausage is stuffed, you need to stop. You need to stop before you overstuff that sausage. Mm-hmm. And that's what mm-hmm. these butts look mm-hmm. like, is an overstuffed sausage. It's just pouring out.
If in fact you stuff them with tapioca pudding, yes, I can see that.
Yeah, or cottage cheese, maybe.
Cottage cheese, yes. Yep. That's, I could not agree more.
You know, I really greatly detest the bariatric butts.
Don't like the bariatric butts.
Not a fan of the bariatric
butts. The bariatric butts, though, often lead to some rather large titties.
You know, that is true. And I understand that breasts are primarily composed of fat.
But subcutaneous flesh.
Correct.
Is what we like to say.
Correct. But when there is also a complete spare tire, when it looks like you're wearing a inner tube around your middle, it's just not a
not just like one feature. one of those emergency spares.
No, we're talking it's a full semi tire.
Right off
tractor tire.
Right off one of the big rigs, as it were.
Big rig. I just don't really like that term.
No.
It's kind of douchey, if I may.
You don't like... Yeah, big rig does sound kind of douchey. What should I have said? Maybe 18-wheeler?
I think that's a more fitting term.
18-wheeler. I don't want to be douchey with the big rig. I will stick with the 18-wheeler.
Yeah. So, anyway, that angry Cheeto, he's trying to charge me $5 a month to get access to... I like... bigjewishbutts.tumblr.com. And you know,
which, to be fair, it's only $4.99.
That's true, but you know, the inner city youth need equal access to these big butts. They need to know what's out there. They need to understand that the Jewish butts are also big. It's not just
the hood rats and the African American population. There are a number of other ethnic groups that provide, ample posteriors.
That's very, very correct. Very correct. And you know, while we were out in Utah, I heard a Mormon man, and he said that heckin' marijuana, though.
Oh.
And you know, they're talking about legalizing marijuana there, and
in Utah, the very center of culture in this nation is considering legalizing marijuana.
Yeah, and they're
the very own devil's cabbage, as it were.
Yes, they were trying to take a page from Colorado and Washington and Oregon with the income that they have seen from those states, and you know, they want a piece of that pie, as it was.
I see.
But the Mormon Church, and Mitt Romney especially, he controls Utah. He is Utah. He is Utah. And, you know, he's just not all about the devil's lettuce.
No.
Or cabbages. No. You know, whatever foliage you prefer to refer
to.
Yes.
You could be the devil's oak leaves if you
kale,
choose.
You know?
Devil's kale. I think that may be the most appropriate.
I agree. And, you know, speaking of kale, I went down to Whole Foods.
Were you, no, while you take a moment to compose yourself, do you have to be a gender fluid transsexual to shop at Whole Foods, or can just anyone go? I have not personally been down there.
So, you do have to sign up for a waiver card if you're not a gender-fluid transsexual. And it does cost a little bit. It's $499.95 billed bi-monthly. But it's worth it to get...
Now, when you say bi-monthly, do you mean every 2 months, or do you mean 2 months that are the same that try and have sex?
Oh, sure. So, it's every 2 months. I can understand how that's confusing.
Okay. Yes, it is very confusing.
It's worth it to have access to the pretentious vegetables that are non-GMO.
Oh, yes. Do they have GMO kale, or is kale so natural that even science couldn't make it better?
You know,
or worse in this case?
There is GMO kale. It's sold next to... Well, it's sold in Walmart.
Oh, wow.
And I know
we don't dare mention that. Yes, that's terrible. No, we don't talk about that.
Now, what I will say,
capitalism is just wrong.
It is wrong. But that CEO, he's stepping up and he's increasing minimum wage, which is going to set a precedence for the rest of these large companies. And it's really
like Whole Foods.
You know, Amazon bought them out, and you know, Heavenly Father, praise Amazon for carrying my book. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Yes, it's fabulous read for those of you at home.
Yeah, praise Heavenly Father. But, yeah, they that Walmart, they do carry the GMO kale, but I've heard stories of, of people turning into Wendigos from eating that kale. Yeah. I've read an article, actually, in the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. It was about...
Very reputable.
Yes. And it was all about a man that ate kale, and he didn't know that it was GMO until he got it home, and he ate an entire salad and a green smoothie.
What a tragedy. I'm...
And...
Our prayers for his family.
Praise Heavenly
Father. Hopes and prayers sending his way.
Yeah.
That should fix it. I bet he's better already.
That's all we have to offer.
Yeah, hopes and prayers.
No, it's been excellent talking to you.
Hopes and Care Bears. Lots of little big-butted Care Bears.
For any of our hentai fans out there.
Hentai fans, yes, yes. Any of you plushophiliacs?
For the furries.
Yeah, the furries. I love the furries.
Can't forget the furries.
Now, when you say furries, are you talking about 12-year-old girls that are just starting to get pubic hair? Or are you talking about something else?
I'm talking about adults, matured humans that actually identify as a stuffed animal. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, due to our genetic structure, they can't grow that hair. So they have to purchase... costumes, as they've been called, from overseas, mostly from Japan and China.
Sure. You know, Japan has really become a mecca for wholesome and goodness.
That's true.
And
that's true.
Used schoolgirl panties.
You know what? They actually have vending machines over
there. I've heard that, in fact. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
and to think, I've been buying mine on the street.
You know what? You can hit up Craigslist. Mm-hmm. They closed down the personal section, trying to prevent the human trafficking. Thoughts and prayers to all those out there that are being human trafficked.
Yeah. If you're being human trafficked, please get help.
Especially if you're in the big rig. You know, I hear that that is not a safe place to be. I hear that he is one of the worst traffickers of all.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got the truck.
Yeah, he does.
I wonder how many, you know, human traffickees he can fit into the back of that big rig.
You know, I bet it's not as many as you can fit in a big butt.
I think you're probably right. I don't know. It depends on the rig, I guess. Because I know some trailers are only like 24 foot, but some are 40 foot.
Sure. Yeah, I guess that would depend. And if they're small Asians, or if they're large Scandinavian women.
Sure.
Yeah, there's definitely cultural differences, and we're very respective of all.
And there's something to be said for both those.
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes I like a girl that's going to, you know, lean over and still be like 2 or 3 feet taller than me, and sometimes I like a girl that's got to jump up to suck my dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really, you know, I think that I would like to make a confession here.
Please.
This is a safe place. My college did not have a safe place, and
that's sad.
You know, I had to drop out, and then I had to go out to UC Berkeley because you know, here in Iowa, just there wasn't a safe place.
There are no
for
safe
me.
Places here. No. There. That's sad.
But Bo Burnham, he really spoke to me in his song. He said, you know, summing it up, he said that the reason his girlfriend, the reason his girlfriend left him was because of Asian porn. If you had a factor tree of the factors that caused my girl to leave me, you'd have a tree full of Asian porn.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and you know, when
who
they
can
just
blame anybody for Asian porn?
When they
Asian
just say,
"I." Yes.
I'm growing erect as we speak. I think we might need to draw this to a close here.
Yes, I think this is a great place to close. Yes, we are getting a signal from the booth. Yes, we can go ahead and close down. Thank you all for joining Must Hate Zombies, the NPR edition. Want to give a special thank to my guest, Trevor, I Like Big Butts, promoting his new book, I Cannot Lie. Thank you very much, Trevor.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me, Guy.
Good night, all. how insane would a woman have to be to go, ooh, a 3-time loser, I want that guy?
I think it's about the same as the guy who says
that hooker will make a fabulous housewife?
Oh, you're a widow. That's weird. I'm not into that.
Who said that?
This is the NPR one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't started yet.
Oh, okay.
I thought we'll do an introduction here in a minute. But.
So, the landscaping I was doing was with a buddy of mine.
Do you want to save this story?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Oh, save it for later. No, it's not that good of a story.
Oh, okay.
She's a doctor in the emergency department, and her husband died 8 months ago. She's married to this guy for 9 years. He, like, took care of everything around the house. She worked as a doctor and made bank. And so she died.
Home husband?
Pretty much, I think.
Dude, hook me up. How does she look? Is she decent at all?
She's fine.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
So he died, and she was 3 months pregnant when, So we went over and we're doing landscaping because she's going to sell her house. So we, like, weeded, laid mulch, split up hostas, put hostas down. And she comes out and she's like, oh, well, I'm sure Jason's told you my story. And I was like, yeah, I'm really sorry about your husband. And she's like, yeah, some people, well, dating's just not really for me right now. She's like, the whole widow thing kind of weirds people out. She's like, this guy came up to me and said, you know, widows, that's just kind of weird. Not my thing.
like somebody said, you know, I think I'll be a widow.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, like it's the same thing as being in the occult, you know? Widows, not really my thing.
Not really my thing.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Widows are weird.
She does make good brownies, though.
Pot?
I wish.
Hash?
Nope, there's none. They're just very doughy.
You ever had hash?
I've never done weed. Weed. Smoked weed. Whatever.
I just want to try hash. I hear it's just awesome.
That's what my patients say.
Yeah, but those fuckers also smoke crack. I'm thinking, I don't really want to go.
Not that long ago, I had a...
Sounds like a slippery slope.
I think it is. 1 minute you're doing hash, and the next you're doing crack. It's just...
The next you're giving blowjobs for bus money. I mean, and then hitchhiking.
Hitchhiking is a safe and worthy endeavor. I had this pregnant patient who told me, I know lots of people who've done a little bit of heroin. Their babies all came out fine. Mm-hmm. Yep.
A little bit of heroin? How do you do a little bit of heroin?
You just shoot a little bit. Just the tip.
Shut up, junkie Brewster.
Yeah. Or the one that comes in after going on a month-long meth bender and says, yelling at me, she's pregnant. Like, huge fucking belly. We're dealing out our nightly sandwiches. I can't eat fucking cold meat! I'm pregnant! Did you think about that when you were doing meth? I don't think you did. I don't think you really cared.
I'm thinking you could eat sushi. Because...
Yeah.
I don't care what the doctor says about being pregnant and raw and eating raw fish. Because... Once you do meth while you're pregnant, the gloves are off. Anything goes.
Exactly.
These fucking people.
Welcome to Science Fridays. I'm Ira Plato. That's a real segment on NPR. I used to listen to it every Friday.
Not a fan. But somehow I ended up with like a...
I know.
Did you get a big junk ball in yours, or did you get...
Mine's all melted.
You're all melty. That's not even... Are you ready?
Yep.
We'll do this. I'm going to start with a little introduction, and then we'll go from there. Remember, try not to laugh. It's just 20 minutes. 20 minutes without laughter.
Okay.
What are we going to do besides, we're going to do net neutrality?
Net neutrality.
GMOs? Should we do GMOs?
GMOs would be fine.
What else is the hot button topic for the liberal fucktards?
Legalizing marijuana.
Oh, yeah, we can go legalize marijuana. Yeah, yeah. Okay. What else? Anything else? Surely those three topics will get us through. If not, we'll think of something else. All right. Test. That's pretty close. Bastard. Come here. Test. Yeah, we're about ready. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
In three. No, I'm not really going to do that. Just don't laugh. This is a serious one. You're ruining it already. You're ruining this for me! I always want to say that, but when do you have a chance? Ready?
Yes, I am ready.